And you are giving a little pre-concert talk, too, before the concert starts.
I am indeed. There's going to be a pre-concert talk starting at about 7 o'clock. And if you show up 15 minutes beforehand, you can get complimentary wine. So that will go ahead and get you in the appropriate state of mind for a brief discussion on English music history. I should probably encourage my students to do this every now and again. But the main point of this is going to be looking a little more closely at these pieces and talking about what you can go ahead and expect from the sounds that you're going to be hearing, the kinds of texts that are being set, what kind of resonance this would have had for the time and the place for the people who are hearing it, and what kinds of connections these have to both war and to loss and to the country that a lot of these people were either fighting for or hoping would be defended through the actions of others.
Well, one thing that's really neat is you often hear Vaughan Williams or maybe Ireland programmed, but I've never been to a concert where I've heard Howells or Gurney in a performance, a live performance. So I think it's wonderful that you're getting some of this music out.
Well, yeah, we're absolutely delighted. It's only been within the last couple of years that some of these scores are actually made widely available. The edition of Gurney that's being performed, for instance, Gurney's texts and his scores were very, very difficult to deal with because, as I mentioned before, he had shell shock in the First World War, and that seemed to exacerbate certain qualities of bipolar disorder that he almost certainly had. And upon getting back to England, he very slowly started to descend into increasing mental instability. By the mid-1920s, he was, in fact, interned at an asylum where he remained for the rest of his life. It was very, very sad story. But he was an incredibly prolific poet, left just reams and reams and reams of some extraordinarily powerful poetry right up there with the likes of Wilfred Owen or Siegfried Sassoon in terms of its insights and its power and its directness of communication. And there's some amazing music that he put together. The edition of Ludlow and Team that's now used was very painstakingly recreated from all kinds of different editions and revisions that he made through the early 1920s, around the time that he got institutionalized. And so now we finally have a full working score, and there's some absolutely coruscatingly beautiful and powerful stuff in it. I think it makes a wonderful complement to On Wenlock Edge, which tends to be a little bit more tranquil, a little bit more peaceful, because this is a slightly pre-war work. I think it's great to have it right next to Ludlow and Team to see what kind of impact the war has on someone experiencing that and how they use the same kinds of sonic resources to create something entirely different, even though you're dealing with poems by the same author.